This is Keith Curry, and it's Wednesday. It's great to be in the city square with Jerry Amonte.
And half of Orange County, who's in here with
yes,
us.
Yes, I think so.
And you know, someday we're going to have to video stream this thing, because if you guys knew did while you're listening to commercials. All right, so it's time to have a little fun. You know who you are. Wednesday in the city square with Jerry Amonte, and every Wednesday we play your favorite game. So what time is it?
And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is it a law?
That's right, boys and girls and gentlemen gathered. It's time to play our favorite game show, Is It a Law?, where I give you a rule, law, ordinance, or regulation. You tell me if it's true or if Grayshock and his staff made this stuff up while inebriated. So... we're going to play it in teams. We're going to let the Mission Viejo team play the rest of South County, and we'll let Wayne and Paul confer. You have to come up with one answer, teams. You can't disagree with one another, and we'll let Frank and Brian be a team, and we'll do the first tag team. Is it a law? I don't know where this is going, but it could be dangerous.
Did Frank and Mission Viejo pass any of these, by the way?
No.
But they're all for Mission Viejo.
We'll take suggestions.
Nobody got to see these. All right, you ready over there on the controls, Roberts?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. Here's your first question, and we'll let you both get a shot at it.
Think carefully.
In Key West, Florida, turtle racing is forbidden within the city limits.
I lost my thing there.
He lost his thing. All right. In Key West, Florida, we'll start with Team Mission Viejo. So in Key West, Florida, Frank, Brian, is turtle racing forbidden within the city limits?
We're going to say no.
You're going to say no. It's not a law. All right. How about you, gentlemen? What does South Orange County Economic Coalition think?
I've got to protect the turtles. Yeah, absolutely.
You say, yeah, you're protecting turtles. You guys would be right, and Mission Viejo is wrong. It is a law.
Of course. I'm sitting here going, you can't Key West race. Is its own city? I thought it was just a region.
You know, and now we know who listens to the show, Roberts, because anyone who listens
first
knows.
First one is always a law.
So that's the last time you get helped with that rule. All right, here's your second question. Some states have included provisions in their Affordable Care Act allowing insurance companies to void your insurance if you buy too many fatty foods.
Is it a law?
Mr. Simons, Mr. Brown, is that a law?
Wayne is saying yes. We'll go with Wayne on this one. That just kills me.
He'll say yes, fatty foods, and you can have your insurance kinked.
I know that our country does not discriminate based on mayonnaise content. So we're going to go no.
You're going to go not a law?
No.
You agree with that, Brian?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys would be correct, and they're wrong for a change. And now it's 1-1. You've evened up the score. That's not a law. You can get as fat as you want as long as the doctors can get paid. That's all that counts.
That's right.
All right. In Edmonton, Canada, we'll take you out of the country. So we're going north now. In Edmonton, Canada, all bicycle riders must signal with an arm before making a turn. And all bicycle riders must also keep both hands on the handlebars at all times.
That sounds like
a law. That doesn't even make sense.
We lost Roberts on that one.
It doesn't even make sense.
In Edmonton, Canada, all bicycle riders must signal with their arm before making a turn, and all bicycle riders must keep both hands on the handlebars at all times.
How do you say...
Well, we are talking about Canada.
We are talking to Canadians.
Nothing is going to surprise me.
These are Canucks.
French Canadians, right?
Edmonton.
No, that's not French.
That's not
how many
French.
More groups
okay,
can you
because
rip
it's not French Canadian, we're going to say no.
You're going to say no, it's not a law.
That's yes.
Okay.
Okay, right. we've got a yes from Brian.
You're going to say yes, you're going to go with Brian? You and Brian would be correct. They're both a law. Keep your hands on and signal. So only the Canadians can do that to you. Sorry, gentlemen. Now they got you 2-1. You guys have to come back. This is a great competition.
We
should have had tag team earlier.
We'd like to call timeout now and run the clock out.
No, this isn't football. Sorry.
Play the victory song.
Sounds like a Notre Dame guy to me. I don't know.
Yeah, they always want to cheat. All right, here we go. Here's your fourth one. It's illegal to curse in front of a corpse in Texas.
Is it a law?
Is it illegal, Mr. Simons, to curse in front of a corpse in Texas?
Should be. Tick tock.
So Wayne seems like he's saying no. I'm going to say no as well. We got to show respect.
No, it's not a law.
So I'm wondering if they did this because people would come to funerals and start screaming and sending people. So. You want to go yes? We're going to go yes.
Yes, it is a law. Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
Unbelievable.
You're right. It is
Come
a law.
On.
No cursing in front of the
corpses. Show some respect for the dead. Come on.
Are they tied up now and this is the rubber question?
No.
They're ahead.
You're ahead 3-1. You're ahead. You're about to smoke them then.
We still want to call that timeout, though.
Oh, yeah. This is good. All right. Here's your last chance then.
If Frank had only gotten that first one right, if he remembered, the first one is always a law.
For you, Paul and Wayne, if you get this right, you save yourselves. If not, You'll hear it from Yuri.
So, Brian, all we need to do is agree with them, and we can't mess up.
That's it.
It's all math now.
Oh, they're gaming the system here now.
He's gaming the game. All right, here's your last question. Putting pinstripes on your car legally allows an insurance company to place your car on the sports car insurance rate.
Is it a law?
If you put pinstripes on your car, does it legally allow an insurance company to put you in the sports car insurance rate?
Makes sense.
Mr. Yuri?
Brian's waving us. I agree. I don't think it is.
You think it's no law. And you?
Yeah, we were saying no as well.
You're saying no as well? Then you're both right. It is not a law. Doesn't matter what you put on your car. And we thank you for playing. So it ended up 3-1. Is that where it was? No, 3-2. 3-2.
No, it's 4-2. 4-2.
Oh, excuse me, 4-2.
I'll have my
good thing that they're keeping track of the score. I'm having way too much fun. And that's because we love this show. Thank you to Rutan for putting it on. Off to you, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rutan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rutan.com. That's Rutan.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Cavecci from the Orange County Taxpayers Association, and I have known and worked with Jerry Amonte for years, and I still listen to the City Square.
As do many, many others.
I still get a kick out of that one.
That's your favorite, I know. All right, so you can't imagine the fun that we have with that show. Thank you, Rutan, for doing that. It's a lot of fun for us to play that game show.